The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.
Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we've been ready a long time.
What are you ready for?
We're ready,
for playing bad news.
Yes, we're ready for you.
Are you ready to rock?
Yes, we're ready.
Are you ready to roll?
Yes, we are ready to roll.
That is a band called Huge, and pretty huge they do sound. What do you reckon, Maria?
Yeah, pretty good, Matt, for the first listen. They are huge, is divergent, heavy, melodic, complex, catchy, metal, progressive, electronic, and organic.
Oh, there you go.
I think they're all of that.
Yeah, they have been compared to bands like Tool and Periphery, I think, is where I saw something about them first. Yeah, not bad.
Good pick, Matt, for the first track, for the first show of a new year.
Yeah, 2024, here we are. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. That song was called Zephariah, by the way, by Huge, Y-U-U-G-E. Now, we're recording this mobilely in Invercargill, so please forgive any clunks and blips and things. I'm sitting on the floor, Maria's sitting on a stool, and we've got a little mobile mixing desk, and we're giving it a go on the road. So anyway, here we go.
Yeah, and thanks, Biggs, for supporting us while we are on the road 2 weeks away from Nelson. So, all on the new year.
Yes, so we're going to go now with a band called Pearl Jam. You may have heard of them before. A song called Oceans. I hadn't listened to it for ages, and I was around at my bro's place, and he played it, and I thought, damn, that one's going on the show. So here we go, Oceans.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for supporting Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station.
Thank you.
That was Suck You Dry by Mudhoney. Hadn't heard that song in ages once again, one that my brother played, and I thought, damn, that is a song worthy of the show 46 and 2. So, yeah, a bit of Mudhoney, late 90s, I think that one may have come out. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM, the mobile edition this week coming from Invercargill. A very mobile and chaotic setup, which hopefully doesn't shine through too much.
I'm sure that it will, but that's what real radio is about, isn't it?
No, real radio is made in million-dollar studios.
Okay. Yes, anyway. We're I won't say what I was going to say.
I'm on the floor, so, you know, I am slumming it.
Where all good men should be, on the floor.
All right, what do you got lined up?
Well, I've got a band that I don't normally listen to. We have seen them perform with Nine Inch Nails quite a few years ago, maybe 2009, that long ago, maybe. Queens of the Stone Age. The track is off their debut album, self-titled album, which came out in 1998. So, yeah, that's like 25 years ago.
Damn.
The review for it says that they are likened to a band that you like, Maddie, Caius.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Have you heard that?
Yeah, a couple of members of Queens of the Stone Age were formerly in Caius.
Right, okay, so yeah. Heavily influenced then.
You could say that.
Anyway, so it is off their debut album. It's called You Would Know. And I think that this one goes out to Adam Ratt because he is heading to Queen's Stone Age gig in, is that March? That's why he's not coming to another gig with us up in Auckland. So here it is for you, Adam. Queen's Stone Age.
Just happy road.
46 and 2 on Fresh FM, and specially chosen by Maria. That was a bit of Queens of the Stone Age. Maria, lean in close. What do you got to say about that?
Queens of the Stone Age touring New Zealand, as I said, all over the place, really. So Auckland at Spark Arena, February 29th, which is Leap Day, isn't it?
Good day for a gig.
4 years ago on that date, we were at the arena listening to Tool with Author and Punisher.
Hell yeah.
If you haven't heard of Author and Punisher, do. So February 29th there, then March 1st at Wellington TSB Arena, and then playing in Christchurch, I don't really know when, somewhere around then as well, in the mix. So if you're a Queens fan, look at tickets.
Yeah, yeah. They put on a good gig. They put on a good gig, and were we not bungling? There was a whole lot of things. The Foos, Queens, Mr. Bungle, Dinosaur Jr. apparently playing the night before Mr. Bungle and the Melvins.
You're a bit excited about that, aren't you?
I am thinking of looking at tickets.
Good job.
Now, we mentioned that we were in Invercargill, and we mentioned a few weeks ago, which would have been the show just before Christmas, that we're going to get Millsy on. We thought if we're in Invercargill, the infamous Millsy from Millsy Rocks would have to surely make an appearance. And we have him cornered, tied up. Please, Maria, remove the ball gag. Millsy, how are you doing?
Sorry, I was enjoying this gimp suit.
It is very, very fetching, I have to say.
Yes, yes. No, it's not something I'd wear every day, but, you know.
Special occasions.
It goes quite nice with the fishnet stockings.
So how have things been for you? You're on a bit of a New Year, Chrissy New Year break?
Oh, well, yeah, kind of. It's been funny because way stat days have fallen, it means I've had 2 4-day weekends, but that also means I've had 2 3-day work weeks, and they've been kind of frantic.
Yeah,
because down here we supply 4 squares and stuff, and yeah, so it's on a forklift moving pallets around, crazy stuff.
Yeah, and you start like really early.
Yeah, 5 o'clock, five o'clock in the morning. So, damn. And it's not like, you know, turn up to work and have a cup of coffee and talk to everyone around the water cooler. No, we don't do that. You get to work, you get the forklifts prepared, and you hop on and start. And then it's all kind of frantic bedlam. And then we go, whew. Thankfully, and then the rest of the day we do nothing.
Yeah. I woke up the other morning at about 5 o'clock, and I did think, man, you'd be at work by now. But then I went back to sleep, and I think got up about 10.
Yeah, nice. I would have rather much preferred. Far preferred doing that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So you're a host of a show on Radio Southland that Fresh does play Thursday night, 10 o'clock, and that is Millsy Rocks. What? Tell us about Millsy Rocks. How'd that come about? What are you doing it?
I was doing lots of mainstreamy kind of stuff, you know, more FMs, and I went to Hockadooey Gold and Gore and did that as well. Got out of it, and that was it. I thought my radio career was sort of, well, I say career, but I mean it's a 2-hour radio show every week. But Mr. Ludlow, station manager, said, oh, I need someone to do a rock show. Can you do it? I said, no, I'm out of it. Sorry. And then he come back to me, and he said, I'd really like you to do it. You can play anything you want. Certain limitations, mainly as long as it doesn't have C-bombs in it, you're pretty good to go. And I said, okay then.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. 11 cool. years.
11 years. And still no C-bombs?
not that I'm aware of. Okay. Usually they're edited out in post.
Yeah.
There may be the odd one I've missed.
Yeah, okay. We'll have to edit this one out in post as well. Christmas. Yeah, said it. Yeah, twice we've said
there
it.
There it goes.
Okay, so on Millsy Rocks, you are playing obviously a bit of rock and a bit of metal.
Bit of metal as well, yeah. Like the metal.
Yeah, all right. How long have you been a fan of the guitar-based music?
See, back in 1979, if someone says, hey, I listened to this AC/DC album, I would have said, no.
Yeah.
And, you know, give me some Waylon Jennings and the theme for the Dukes of Hazzard.
Beautiful.
But, yeah, a couple of years later, I heard Let There Be Rock for the first time. So I think I would have been Form 1, Form 2, I think it was. And then, yeah, don't forget, 1984, 1984 was the year that Twisted Sister released Stay Hungry.
Yeah.
And a little song called We're Not Gonna Take It. And that was that.
Hell yeah. Really? I think you dragged me along with you, you see. That is the thing. You're a couple of years my senior, but we spent quite a bit of time together, and all of a sudden I was thrust into this world of, well, thrusting, I guess.
Well, I was just going to say, Carl, you've been a very bad influence on Matt. I tell you, ears bleed. Now, we did head up to Dunedin with you and your wife Ellen last Friday night, and Saturday you boys had a day of record shopping. Good scores from that.
Very good scores. A bit of Warrior from 1986, Cinderella,
yes.
Also from 1986.
Oh.
Because 1986 was the year, because that was the year I fell in love with Megadeth. Peace sells with Who's Buying.
Yeah.
My favourite album of all time.
Yeah,
we did all right out of that. There was even some Meatloaf. Ellen bought some Meatloaf.
She did buy some Meatloaf.
And Roxy Music.
Hey. And I think there was an Elton John in there too.
Yes, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. We had listened to that the other day, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, look, classic album. We also bought an Elton John from an op shop Sorry, I'm only the piano man or something.
Oh, don't shoot me, I'm only
that's,
the piano
man. Yeah. I haven't even listened to it yet.
Three buckies, the cover's absolutely wrecked.
It is ruined. Yeah, but anyway, I'm in Invercargill, nowhere to listen. I bought another one today, some dude in his jug band, a blues folk album that I got out of an op shop, so... See nice. How that is. Yeah, we'll see. I'm not hopeful. Anyway, you picked the song.
I did pick a song.
What do you got? And tell us about it.
I decided to do it. Well, these guys I've only discovered in the last couple of years when I found out that Rob Caggiano, their guitarist of about 10 years, had moved on from Anthrax to be a part of this band.
Yeah.
And I think he recorded about 3 or 4 albums with them, but they've been going a lot longer than that, a few lineup changes. And I've just... I don't know, the guy's voice, it's kind of metal Elvis, maybe, with a bit of cash thrown in.
Wow.
Yeah, he sounds a little bit different, but they can go from anything. This next song even starts off with a little bit of a country riff and then progresses from there.
Cool.
But it's the first song that I played for 2024.
On the old Millsy Rocks?
No, just... At home. Sitting there.
Oh.
So because it's probably American or, you know, Northern Hemisphere, when it comes to the end of year list, it'll say the first song I played was like Kajagoogoo Too Shy or something like that. but this was officially the first song that I played this year.
Okay.
Volbeat.
What I want to say about that is I'm just looking at your blurb on Radio Southland, Melzy Rock's little blurb, and it says, entertainment news from the world of rock and more, which is true. And then it says, let's hope the studio speakers can cope. Well, I'm just hoping my ears can cope, but I think you boys are really going to enjoy it. So good one, Melzy.
Let's rock out.
All right. Give it the big intro again.
Volbeat, Sad Man's Tongue. Sad man, don't.
side, man.
That was Sad Man's Tongue.
That was pretty cool. A little bit, well, quite a lot country.
Yeah, and then just with a little bit of metal. Sort of like cash-infused Metallica. Well, I suppose they're infused with cash anyway, so,
yeah.
You know, the green, the dollar coin. I think you know what I mean. I may be a radio announcer, but I'm not a comedian.
No. Barely a linguist.
We are on the 46 and 2 show, though.
On Fresh FM. Thanks to Beg's Music Works. Now, you might hear a bit of noise in the background. We are doing this mobilely. We're in Invercargill at the moment, not in a studio. Millsy from Millsy Rocks off Radio Southland, which does air on Fresh FM on a Thursday night at 10. He's with us, I was going to say, in studio, but that is a large stretch.
Yeah, nice duvet your mum's got.
yes. So, we've got the window open and you may be able to hear rain in the background as well. Anyway.
That come in, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's
been great. a bit Southlandish, the weather, I'd have to say. Although
it's looking good next week, you know, when you're back in Nelson.
Yeah, thanks Invercargill, you're awesome. Although I did get a bit sunburnt yesterday, went down to Bluff in the pouring rain, walked over the Glory Track. Somebody referred to it as the Glory Hole, the Glory Track, and ended up on the other side. Sun came out, got sunburnt. All right, what have we got next? I've given you a couple of choices.
Yeah, well, I thought we'd go with this next one, only for the sheer fact that it's another one that you and I share a love of.
Hell yeah.
We both have copies on vinyl.
Hell yeah.
We know people who had multiple copies on cassette because a mate of ours, Andrew, although back in the day he was known as a four-letter F word. and it's not the one you're thinking.
No.
But he had a Cortina that, it wasn't the best stereo system in that thing.
No, it wasn't the best, no. But it was passable.
But it chewed a few copies of his up, and so he had to keep reordering it, as did Scrubber, also known as Craig in real life.
That's right.
So we've kept these guys in business.
You're probably a little bit right there. And they're a band that a heap of people don't seem to have heard of, but every now and again you come across somebody who knows them.
Yeah.
And it's random.
And they're like, oh, I thought I was the only one.
Yeah.
But hey, it is a little band called The Unforgiven from about 1986, which is a very special year for Matt and myself. From 1986, it's a self-titled album, and this is the opening track. So once again, I played a country-infused metal song just before. This is Country Lace. These guys opened for Willie Nelson once upon a time, but they also opened for Guns N' Roses. Unforgiven, All Is Quiet on the Western Front.
Mm-hmm.
What a classic song. And people who know, The Unforgiven. They've got about 600 guitarists or something, I think, in that band, don't they?
I think it was four.
How many do you need, though?
Four.
Apparently so.
That's what you need.
And they dress like cowboys.
They do. And they probably could have done without the little slide guitar dude. Because that sounded a little bit just too country. But, yeah, it's just one of those albums. It's just great songs from start to finish.
Yeah, I can remember us being in a car, maybe on D Street in Invercargill, some people pulling up in a car next to us and they had it on and it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, so it's time on 46 and 2 on Fresh FM for the long song, which is something that we do nearly every week. Some weeks we don't, but nearly every week. And this week I said to my bro Simon, pick a song. And so he came up with a song. And then when it came to announce it, he said, oh no, I don't want to announce it. Let Millsy do it. So anyway, what can you tell us about this?
Not so much the song, although I have listened to the album. It's a good album, and it is indeed a long song. And they didn't play it live. I think he said I should do it because I saw these guys live at Forsyth Bar Stadium in Dunedin.
Right.
For the end tour. And the crazy thing about the gig was they only half filled the stadium.
Really?
Black Sabbath, never going to see them again. And it was only half full.
Why do you think that happened?
I don't know. Like, they'd push the crowd up and they had the mixing desk right there in the middle on the grounds. The stands were fairly full. We were up in the stands because we're old people now and we need to sit down at these kind of things. And it was. It was truly amazing. I think the best part of it was Ozzy getting up there and say, I can't hear you. And it was like, yes, my night is made.
Yeah.
But, of course, Bill Ward didn't play for the gig.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was all kinds of – he just couldn't keep up with the band anymore. He didn't want to admit that he couldn't keep up with the band, so there was a bit of animosity going on there.
Sure.
But they got a guy called Tommy Clufetos and pulled out a solo in the middle of the show, you know, a drum solo, and it was like, man. Like, I want to use all kinds of expletives here at the moment, but it was fantastic. And just the whole experience. They played Children of the Grave, which once that opening riff kicked off for that one, it was like, oh. Yeah. And I think I may have done wheeze. I was so excited.
Just a little.
So, yeah, so no. And Rival Sons opened for them.
Oh, really?
And I'd never heard of them before that. I've listened to quite a bit of them since.
Yeah.
It was an experience and a half. So I could can say... I saw Black Sabbath.
Nice work.
And it was only like a couple of gigs before they actually finished up altogether. Like, they went from here back to the States, played about five gigs, and it was done and dusted.
Wow. Wow. So, cool. That's cool.
But the song I do quite like as well. So I think your bro, Simon, the big girl's blouse that he is, because he couldn't come in here and talk about it, has picked a doozy.
Okay.
A doozy.
It's a bit of a question. From the 13 album by Black Sabbath. And by the way, I just got to say, you're listening to 46 and 2 on Fresh FM, and it's here thanks to the very kind people at Beggs Music Works. We're on the road. We're in Invercargill at the moment. We're in a bedroom. We're recording. I'm sitting on the floor. It's all very raw and rugged. But anyway, Millsy, what's the song?
It's the end, isn't it?
No.
No, isn't it?
It is not the end. It is Black Sabbath with...
I can't remember. We've been talking too long.
Putting him on the spot. It's God is Dead.
God is Dead. I knew it was.
Thank you.
the long song this week is chosen by one Mr. Simon Budd, who was too scared to go on the microphone. So anyway, that's that.
Can I do this? I want to do this.
All right.
It's the 46 and 2 show with Matt and Maria. Normally at a broadcasting at a Founders Park in Nelson. Brought to you by the Good Buggers. The Good Buggers. At... They're in Hardy Street. I remember that much. Biggs Music.
Biggs Music works in Hardy Street. They are. Do you know what?
Work. That's, I've been that's in there. A true
I've actually been in there. I have been in there.
Do you know what, Carl? If you go in and you go, hey, we heard that you sponsor 46 and 2 show on Fresh FM, half price stuff. Truly.
Wicked.
Yeah.
So you better get up there real quick, Carl.
I need a guitar.
Yeah.
Mm. That's all I'm going to say about that one. But yeah, that's spoken like a true fanboy, there, Millsy.
Mike Flatty, he quite likes my voice, so that went out to Mike. Oh, there you go, Mike, that was especially for you.
Yeah, hey, oh, you're making him blush. Hey, thank you for joining us. This has been the Invercargill on the Road edition. It has been fairly chaotic. I am sitting on the floor, we're holding our microphones, which is a big sin in broadcasting, is you never hold the microphone. Although, whenever you see amateur people in studios or shots of studios, quite often they'll be holding the microphone, which is like, you're told not to do that. And we're a bunch of amateurs and we know not to do that, but we're doing it.
Hey, just, except for live crosses when you're out at a car yard with a sausage sizzle.
Yeah, when was the last time you did that?
I've tried to forget those days. They're gone from my memory.
You know, Carl, speaking of sausage sizzles, Maddie is going into Abel Tasman in a couple of weeks with a gaggle of boys, like, I don't know, I'm going to say 14 of them. They're going to play gaming stuff. And, there'll be a lot of sausage sizzling going on, I reckon.
Yes, I reckon. Sausage, hey, Matt. Sausage sizzling.
He likes the sausage.
He likes his sausage.
He does.
The vegetarian does not particularly like the sausage.
Anyway, all I'm going to say is we are wrapping up the hour. And while I've been out of the room sorting dinner, these guys have been, I don't know, they've been planning, they've been real cunning, and they have chosen a track Maddie said, you're not going to like this, and I'm like, what is it? And he told me, and I went, no, you cannot ruin a good show by ending with this track.
No, but I can ruin this show.
And then I just went, right, you play it, I'm out of here. But anyway, it's been fun in Invercargill. It's been fun travelling up to Dunedin with you guys and back down. And we've been down to Bluff. That was fun. We were bluffies for a day, eh, Matt?
Yep. Good times.
Anyway.
All right.
I'm stopping talking now and getting back out in the kitchen.
Millsy, do you want to talk us out? Here's the song we're going with, so you can see that. Do you need some spectacles?
No, yeah, because your screen went off. Oh. I do need spectacles. I won't admit to it. It's Radiohead. I knew that one. Sweet Spirit.
No, God. No? Street Spirit.
Street Spirit. See, I tell you, I need my spectacles.
This is Street Spirit, Fade Out Off the Bends. A beautiful album. Maria hates it. Hey, thanks for joining us tonight. You've been good. We've been average. Nothing changes. It's a new year.
Hey, I've got a joke for you. Can we go out on a joke?
Go on.
What year is it?
2024.
Hours to go. I want to be sedated.
Rows of houses all bearing down on me. I can feel the blue hands touching me. Oh, these things into position. Oh, these things will one day swallow whole. Christmas.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz.